were working on producing The Lion King Jr. with School 63. We were going to be helping with the technical aspects with the production of it, had the director working with the students already. All of that came to a screeching halt. Our most visible community program is our acting classes for young children that has been very successful. Well, they were in their fourth week of a 10-week session, and, you know, they developed their own script, and they costumed themselves, and very imaginative stuff that accompanied each production. And that came to a screeching halt.
There's so much happening in the world right now in addition to the pandemic. What kind of theater would you like to be performing right now?
It depends on just which topic of the many that I'd want to tackle first. I think the most pressing thing is, what can I find that addresses the ongoing and escalating police action, shooting, violence against Black men? You know, it's reaching a fever pitch. And I would like to find something that addresses the issue, but offers some kind of inspiration or hope towards a solution.
Because that is the mission of your theater. When you guys opened, I mean, all of the productions that you were able to perform thus far have all had a real important meaning to them, as well as being entertainment.
Exactly. That is exactly our mission. And, you know, if we get too heavy, we'll turn people off. So you have to find the right piece that addresses the issue but has some sense of humor or like I say, hope about it. You know, otherwise, we just send people into further despair. And God knows, I don't want to be in any more despair.
Have you contemplated maybe doing performances outdoors?
Yes. As a matter of fact, we are going to do a show that will start on July 9th. So right after we reach stage 5 and everybody's given a thumbs up, we're going to be doing 2 productions this summer outdoors in what we call our courtyard. It's a fancy way of saying it's the parking lot. We're going to do 2 shows out there that face Hallville Park and use Hallville Park as part of the backdrop, have patrons park in the Hallville Park parking lot and walk down the alley to where we would screen them, make sure that they have, you know, their mask, and escort them to seats that are 6 feet apart. And we're going to build a stage out there, and we're going to do 2 productions this summer.
And what will those productions be?
Well, I haven't announced them yet. I'm still waiting on the rights to them.
What do you see on the other side of all of this, Brian?
This sounds so simple, but follow rules, follow laws. I'm just so alarmed by people going out without masks and without social distancing, and we haven't really fully opened up the entire country. It's going to send us all back into our homes, and that's so selfish on people's half, you know, the behavior that they're exhibiting. That's just so selfish. We have to think in terms of, we're all in this together. I think that's the bottom line. That's what I hope will change, that there's more compassion and a sense that we're all in this together.
Well, stay safe, Brian, and we hope to be yelling break a leg in person again sooner than later.
Yes, I hope so too. Thank you so much.